And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here in probably about 5-10 minutes, we'll speak with Debbie Nuss and Kevin Bryant, Robin Edmonds. They'll come in and talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations that are just a few days away. But right now, I'm still here with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Any questions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And as we've heard in a lot of the weather reports that we've been doing this morning, we got some winter weather on the way, so enjoy this warm weather today while you still can. But I figure it would be a good opportunity for both of you to just go over the protocol that you take when looking at winter weather and dealing with road conditions, cancellations, that sort of thing.
I can say that what we will be doing at Rock Creek is watching a weather forecast. I received an update, as I'm sure Tim did, from Chris Trudeau, our Pot County Emergency Manager, with their latest greatest from the National Weather Service on what the weather forecast is. And then if it's looking iffy at all, be getting up early in the morning, get out and drive our major routes. The big one for us is Flush Road, because it does not get the de-ice treatment that the state and U.S. highways do. So we want to make sure that that's safe for our kids to get to school tomorrow. Sounds like the biggest threat right now might be a light coat of ice on the roadways. When we see kind of what's going on, we'll have to make that determination if we have school at the regular time or if we go into a protocol of running 2 hours late to allow the temperatures to warm up, possibly just a little bit of sun to shine on that ice and get it melted, or if we need to postpone school for the day. But we'll make that determination as early as possible.
And we do the same. Larry Hannon is our transportation director, and Larry and I will we've kind of split up our district. He heads south and examines the roads in that direction. I head north, since I live a little north of Wamego, and we just take a look at the roads and see how things are. And it's kind of just a guess on when it's going to come. Unfortunately, as Kevin said, he got the weather report from Chris Trudeau, and I received the same thing. But it always seems to be the heaviest at that 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock time frame, when really we need to be making a decision by 5 o'clock, because we have food service staff that start heading to work about that time and start preparing breakfast for our students. And we hate to have them get into the building and then make a late call. But of course, the one thing we will definitely always exercise in our judgment is student safety. What's best for our students.
Is there ever any accumulation sort of threshold, or is it really you're just looking at road conditions at the time?
It's really just road conditions. They're forecasting some blowing snow. We haven't had that in a long, long time. We haven't seen the drifts that we used to see, it seems like, back in the day. Yeah, it's the road conditions, because, 3-4 inches of just light, fluffy snow is probably not something to call school off for. But, yeah, 20-mile-an-hour winds and an inch or two might make a difference. But the ice, what they're forecasting with potentially some ice on the roadways is the biggest concern.
And students were back for both school districts last week, I believe, right, was when you had students coming back.
Our students came back last Wednesday, and came back fairly healthy. We have a little bit of sickness going on right now.
I was going to ask about that.
You go out to family events over the holidays and always bring back some bugs that you didn't have before. But overall, our student body as a whole is staying very healthy. Our staff, we've had a few staff members in and out, but we're getting healed up, and we're really get to visit a couple classrooms over the last couple days, and we're doing really well getting back in the swing of things.
Tim, how are things over at Wamego?
Similar. We have a little bit of sickness going on, but not as much as what I hear from other school districts. So we're in pretty good shape.
Or radio stations.
Yeah. But we're in good shape. And, once you've been off for a couple weeks, it was a great break. But within a day or two, it's right back in the swing of things.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
I sure wanted to thank you for all the efforts you've made out there at your school system. The grandchildren's parents moved to out there so they could go to your school and get out of Manhattan. We're concerned about the bus going through that Hopkins Creek Road and Elias Road, bringing the kids home. You can't see either way, and there's no traffic control at that intersection. You can't see anybody coming the opposite way. And even though the speed limit in Pot County is 45 miles an hour, there's still a lot exceeding that speed down through that intersection. Thank you for everything you're doing out there.
Well, I appreciate the comments on how we're doing. I do know that Our bus drivers do take their jobs extremely seriously. We have buses that travel some pretty rough roads at times, and the drivers, like I said, they're true professionals, and they do a really nice job in protecting our kids and keeping them safe.
I would echo those comments as well. You know, they have safety meetings that they are required to attend on a monthly basis, and we at Wamego have tracking software on our buses that monitor speeds and cameras on the buses and so forth. So at any point in time, we know where our buses are. We know how fast they're traveling. We know if they've come to a stop and if something is occurring mechanically. So it is a very tough job. It's tough to find bus drivers. The pool out there for good bus drivers is limited, but they are true professionals, and they work very hard to get our students to and from school safely.
Here with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. And before we go off to our next break and bring in Debbie Nuss and company, talk some Martin Luther King Jr. celebration activities, Tim, you wanted to give a little praise to your basketball teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Our boys basketball team is 9-0. They had a big win last night over Nemahal Central. Nemahal Central had previously been undefeated, and they're the number two ranked team in the state in Class 3A, and I believe we're number five in Class 4A Division 1. Couple things. We have a game Friday night, and at that game, it's our Red, White, and Blue night. It's a night where we honor veterans and active military members, and it's a night where we kind of showcase our honor flight, where we pair students up with veterans and fly them to D.C. to see the memorial and to be recognized. It's a really great community event and a great learning experience for our students that get to participate in that. But that's Friday night. And then down the road, January 26th, we have a big showdown with Rock Creek at Wamego High School. I know they're having a great season as well, and it's always great to get together and participate in that rivalry. So on January 26th, if you're in the area and have nothing better to do, come see a couple good basketball games between Wamego and Rock Creek.
Did you say the girls were undefeated as well?
Our girls are not undefeated. Oh, okay. Our girls are I believe they picked up their they're just two or three wins. They're kind of in a rebuilding mold. We have limited upperclassmen or seniors on the team right now. Our new coach Brian McIntosh is doing a great job, and I know he's going to build that program the right way. But they're playing hard. They played a very, very good team last night and played well, did some things that really have shown signs of improvement, and they're working hard and having fun, and that's the most important thing.
I remember back in my newspaper days covering a lot of Rock Creek and Wamego basketball and quality basketball. I always enjoyed covering it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. As Tim was saying this week, he's got his celebrations going on. We've got this is our homecoming week this Friday, so that's always a lot of excitement, you know, brings a lot of things other than just basketball going into the weekend, obviously with the games Friday night and then a highlight of the dance on Saturday. So the kids are looking forward to that, and some alumni, I'm sure, are coming back, especially local recent graduate alumni. So that's always a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to going over to Wamego later this month. It's a good rivalry. It's two very good schools outside of the basketball and athletic programs, two very good schools, have a good rivalry, I feel. Like I said, just been in this for a couple of years in this area, but I've really appreciated being able to work with Tim and his crew over there at Wamego.
Look forward to seeing those results. Well, gentlemen, thanks a lot for coming on this morning, and we'll talk to you here again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
More In Focus coming up after the break.
At Ready Systems, we talk to our business customers, and they say that